Over. Chloe, it is very comfortable, comfortable aboard the space station, and we have just about everything we need, but unfortunately we do not have a shower or a bath. Other than that, I think we have, it's quite nice up here. Over. Well, Sandra, fortunately, nobody that I know of ever really fell sick aboard the ISS. One of the reasons is that we have to be in very, very good health before we launch. The doctors are always looking at us. Once we're up here, if somebody does get sick, then we have lots of medicines and we can call the doctors. If there's not one on board, we can call down and they will help us. And if somebody got super sick and we had to return home to a hospital, we have a lifeboat, a Soyuz spacecraft, and we can be back home on the same day. But fortunately, we have never had to do this. Over. And we have the same time aboard the entire International Space Station because we have people from all over the world. So we like to work together, so we all wake up at the same time and go to bed at the same time. And we use the Greenwich Mean Time, the universal time, to start our days and nights. Over. For Didier, we did celebrate Christmas aboard the International Space Station, as well as New Year's, and it was very nice. They gave us the day off from work, and we were able to sleep, and one of my colleagues, Sandra, she's an astronaut up here, she made a very nice dinner for us. It was very nice to be above the planet for Christmas. Over. And for Sammy, this is a great question. The spacesuits take many hours to put on, so from the time we start to put it on before we can go out the door, it's usually about 4 or 5 hours before we can go on a spacewalk. Over. And for Maxime, that's a great question. We avoid objects because if we hit them, it will do great damage to our space station. So we do not, so we stay away from all the objects that we can see. And for the little small objects, sometimes we may hit them, but they are too small and we do not notice them. Over. And for Axel, no, I did never had those feelings because I could talk to my family every day, and we knew this was coming, so we tried very. We are very comfortable up here, and we don't have these troubles. Over. Oh, that's a great question. We have so much training and we have so much comfort with our crewmates that we know that any trouble that comes, we can solve it together. So we never get panicked and there's nothing to be afraid of. Over. And for Megan, the best moment was when we were outside on a spacewalk and they gave us half an hour. We turned off our headlights and watched the planet. It was dark outside. All the night cities go below. That was quite beautiful. Over. Inside the ISS, we keep it at about 23 degrees and it's quite comfortable. Outside it gets very hot and very cold, but inside, très confortable. Yes. We have a lot of small things that break, like any large piece of equipment. There's always something to break, but we always manage to fix it. Sometimes we fix it ourselves. Sometimes we bring up a new part aboard the space shuttle or the Russian Progress. But the space station right now, today, is in very good shape. Hardly anything broken. Over. And to everybody there, thank you so much. Merci beaucoup pour le contact. Thank you so much. We really enjoyed talking with you. And I wish everybody to do well in school and succeed in your dreams. This is the International Space Station. Au revoir, à bientôt.